On the west side of the city of Albany, there's a peninsula jutting into the bay. It's beautiful there, right on the water, with hiking trails and beaches looking directly outward towards the Golden Gate Bridge. And on that piece of land, there's a broad, hilly mound covered in brush, grass, trees, scattered concrete slabs and rebar that's come to be known as the Albany Bulb. For more than a decade, people have been living illegally on the Bulb, as many as 60 at latest count. Some live in tents, others have built treehouses or wood and tarp structures on stone platforms, and the city usually just lets them be. Longtime resident Catherine Cody says it's a community of people who support one another.
Out here, if I yell for help, somebody's going to come, because my neighbors care. They do, and they're going to come.
But things are changing on the Bulb, and fast, and the city of Albany's poised to move the campers off the land. KLW's Mary Reese brings us the story.
Pat Moore has lived in the Albany Bulb for 3 years.
I love it. It's in my element. I got the opportunity to build my camp where I live, my home, from the ground up. It was when it got there, there was a bunch of grown over weeds and trash and scrap metal, and I cleaned it up and built a nice little camp for me and my three dogs.
Some of the camps in the grass or under the trees look orderly. Others are more slapdash. There's also one mark of civilization not commonly associated with camping, a wooden shed lined with books, the community library. The makeshift neighborhood seems to be just part of the landscape for the handful of hikers and dog owners on this weekday morning. People like Maya Bush, who came here from West Oakland to let her dog run on the beach.
You know, it's nice to have a place where you can go and be left alone, and that's why the people are living here, and that's why I come here to walk my dog.
However, some people don't come out to the Bulb anymore because of garbage underfoot, drug use, or neighborhood dogs that can go unchecked and be intimidating. And, according to city plans, nobody should be living here at all. It's supposed to be public parkland.
September 3rd meeting of the Albany City Council will please come to order.
In September, park advocates and Bulb settlers spoke to the City Council about their opposing visions for the land. One of the speakers was Robert Chastey, president of Citizens for East Shore Parks.
Camping, building structures, dwelling out there, living without plumbing, all of those things that are happening out on the Bulb violate approximately 14 laws.
Albany resident Kristen Killian Lobos spoke about the danger of ignoring the use of drugs, such as meth, on the Bulb.
A few years back, my beautiful, precious teenage daughter became severely addicted to methamphetamine, and she spent some time on the Bulb.
But others testified to the community there. In fact, about 40 Bulb residents and supporters had marched up to City Hall from the Bulb that day. They outnumbered park advocates as they told the council that the campers had nowhere else to go and urged the city to let them stay, or at least stay longer while they look for housing elsewhere. Bulb dweller Steve Curry said even with public assistance, it's nearly impossible to find affordable housing in safe neighborhoods.
And I'll tell you what, SSI, it's great to have a little bit of money, and that's enough to live on, but it's not enough to live on in someplace.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
In the end, the council voted to go forward with the planned eviction, clearing the land for the McLaughlin East Shore State Park. It also decided to extend its contract for homeless services with the nonprofit Berkeley Food and Housing Project through December. The city and the Food and Housing Project then organized a services fair at the foot of the Bulb in early October to help residents start finding their way to homes. The event took place here in the parking lot of Golden Gate Fields Racetrack. There weren't any horses running, but there were about a dozen tables set up with a variety of offerings. Pizza and bottled water, jackets and hats, flyers and condoms.
Shirts? What size do you wear? Extra large?
Carmen Francois of the Berkeley Food and Housing Project is handing out clothes and toothbrushes. Munching on a slice of pizza, a homeless man named Dan Paul steps up for a new jacket, while his friend Andrew Franklin offers fashion advice.
Okay, email's good.
This will look good on you. You have the coolest...
Yeah, he wins. That's hella nicer than that.
It has no hood.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh,
I'm sorry, bro. My head was cold last night, man. The draft was right down my back.
Paul has lived on the Bulb full-time for about 2 years. Besides the clothing, he could ask for more long-term aid at the event, like help signing up for Medi-Cal or looking for a place to rent. Since June, the Food and Housing Project social workers have been talking with Bulb residents about the kinds of help they want and where to get it. But before this fair, Paul says, he hadn't seen the social workers.
They haven't talked to me, and in fact, all of the efforts that have been to our benefit have been facilitated by ourselves.
And, Paul says, when the police start to enforce the camping ban, he doesn't plan to go without a fight.
I'll probably have to be leaving in an ambulance.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not interested in going anywhere.
He won't have a choice, according to Albany spokesperson Nicole Almaguer.
Our police department is allowed and instructed now by our city council to enforce park rules. And by park rules, that means anything from no alcohol to no camping to no storage of personal property to no campfires.
The city posted warnings in late October that structures found abandoned on the Bulb may be dismantled at any time. However, Almaguer said that the camping ban will not be strictly enforced until the city's temporary shelter is ready, the week of November 18th. Those shelters are two trailers that look like mobile classrooms. They went up at the foot of the Bulb in early November. Each trailer will sleep 15 people. The city will also provide a kennel for campers' dogs, showers, and some storage space. Bulb resident Amber Whitson says the shelter plan falls short.
They're going to have 30 beds in their shelter. They know that there is between 60 and 70 people out here. And that leaves the other 30-something, I guess, overflow population. Sorry, we can't do anything for you in Albany. If you're homeless here, you got to get a ticket and go to jail or leave town.
Whether or not that's the case, Whitson doesn't plan to move into the trailer.
I can't imagine going back to anything but living out here.
Change is hard, and I've really heard the things that people have said on the internet and in public statements about they have a community here.
Terry Light is executive director of the Berkeley Food and Housing Project.
And having, you know, worked with a lot of people who've lived outdoors for a long time, and then to move indoors and to move away from people you know, it's not easy.
Light says she wants to sustain the Bulb campers' sense of community. So over the next few months, her staff will continue to work with Bulb residents in or out of the shelter to find available rentals. They're also arranging for California ID cards and medical benefits or Social Security. And while Light says there was a lot of interest in finding units, by early October, only one person was housed. Catherine Cody is one of the many people who don't have housing set up yet. Around the Bulb, she goes by KC. She's been here more than 3 years, cooking communal meals on a propane stove and other equipment pulled from dumpsters. Campers who can't contribute money for food haul water or take out the trash instead. She says about a year and a half ago, the number of people at the Bulb started growing because of crackdowns on other camps in El Cerrito, Richmond, and Berkeley.
They broke up camps that were longstanding, like at Central and the freeway under the bridge there and down by the Seabreeze Motel. And they basically told people, come here. They throw them out of people's park. They tell them to come here.
Casey thinks it's created some problems.
Thieving has gone up, stealing and you know, taking people's water and just petty stuff like that. And I don't know, there's more alcohol than there was before. I'm sober now 15 years, and it gets to be a struggle to stay sober if the people around you aren't sober.
Soon, KC and the other people in her community will be forced to leave. They'll have new struggles to find safe places to live in the Bay Area, where it's hard for even middle-class wage earners to find a decent rental. Is the city of Albany doing enough as it transitions the space from makeshift neighborhood to open parkland? Many of the residents here don't think so. But are they doing enough for themselves and using the resources being provided for them? The only sure thing is that the picturesque peninsula known as the Albany Bulb will look different as winter sets in. In Albany, I'm Mary Reese for Cross Currents.